Our scripture reading this morning is from Matthew 25, verses 35 to 40. Excuse me. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.
Okay, before our committee started organizing today's service, I thought that the organization that provided Meals on Wheels did just that. But since we started, I've discovered that they do so much more to provide services for people to retain their independence and dignity, which they might not otherwise be able to do. So I'm very pleased to be able to ask Liam, who is a volunteer coordinator with the service, to come and talk to us now.
So like you said, I'm with Community Support Connections, Meals on Wheels and More. We're a Waterloo Region-based organization that helps people remain at their own homes with independence and dignity, like Doug said. And we do this in a lot of services in a lot of ways that we don't often think about. And it's kind of like a stone soup. We came to the community saying, we have this idea that we can make everyone feel independent with. And everyone slowly brought their own talents and their own abilities. And we now have an amazing service for a lot of amazing people. So in the past year, we have had 705 volunteers. The PowerPoint is still from right before we finish up our stats, so not as accurate as I'd like it to be. And that equates to about 46 full-time positions that we wouldn't otherwise be able to have without the volunteers, helping out over 7,000 clients in the region. One of the most important things that we do is coordinating care for people and making sure that people aren't telling their stories 4, 5, 6 times to different groups and different organizations. They can come to us and speak to one of our community connectors throughout the organization and get everything they need from one person and one organization instead of having to go through the difficult time of finding a new service every time. And this just kind of shows how we've grown in the past 10 years. We started in about 2007 from the merger of 4 different organizations, again, in that effort to coordinate care for people. And that was KW Meals on Wheels, Cambridge Meals on Wheels, and Ray's Home Support. There was one other organization that I can never remember the name of, so we're just going to have to live in mystery. And this just kind of shows how we've grown since then, how our increase in clients, volunteers, has grown while we've managed to keep other things relatively low by finding new and innovative ways to keep things going. One of our most popular and well-known programs, mostly because of the fun, cheeky name, is Meals on Wheels. And that's where a volunteer takes about 10 to 12 meals out and delivers them to people in the community who need them. It's a really important service because food security is such a major part of our day and our lives that we don't often think about because it's so easy for us to get food. And so having someone bring you that meal, bring you that smile, and do a bit of a check-in with you to make sure that you're doing okay just in 5 minutes can really make a huge difference for so many people. We've also managed to accomplish a 40-year dream of the KW Meals on Wheels by opening our own kitchen. Starting in about 2014, we raised $600,000 in order to make our own meals on site. It allowed us to hire more people and create more volunteer positions and accommodate more specialty meals. We can now do vegetarian options, gluten-free options, renal options, and it allows us to serve more people in a better way. And just last year, we actually started our own garden. I spend all Friday afternoon in there moving rocks and getting it ready for people. So I can tell you that it is a fantastic place to volunteer for the afternoon. And this is to make sure that the ingredients that we're using are local, affordable, and fresh for all of our clients. And even without this garden, the food has been delicious. They regularly bring out leftovers for the staff at lunch, and it is some of the best food I've ever had. I haven't had to bring a lunch to work in the past 5 months, so the people are eating good stuff. And this is just another example of the kind of shenanigans we get up to in our kitchen. Another big part of food security and helping people is our community dining program. And one of the things, again, that we don't talk about is the importance of social interaction and having a friendly face with you. You know, your mental health and well-being is so dependent on how you feel around others, and community dining really plays into that. You get to spend the afternoon with your friends at a table, eating some delicious food, and participating in some activities, and catching up with all of the friends that you normally see at dining. And it's such an important part of people's day, and it's such an easy thing to be a part of as a volunteer, as a client. Having went to one of the community dinings once, it was a great time, and I can easily recommend it as a volunteer opportunity. Crisis intervention is one of our most important services because it intervenes when people need it most. We can get people started on the Meals on Wheels service within 2 days of them calling in because of crisis intervention. When people are having hoarding issues or livability issues, because of our crisis intervention team, we can get them into a livable situation as quickly as possible. Again, it's not something that we think a lot about. We don't think about how clean our house is or how we have food security because it's come so naturally to us. But as you get older, as you lose some of your abilities, it becomes significantly more difficult to keep up with some of these things. Exercise is a fantastic program. It really focuses on just increasing people's mobility and their strength in simple ways, encouraging them to get back out into the community, back out having fun, and feeling better about themselves. Just yesterday, I was at the Living Well Expo in Kitchener City Hall, and someone had told me a story about how a friend of theirs they were feeling down, they were immobile, they didn't have enough strength, and generally feeling severely depressed. They started doing our FabFit in-home exercise classes, and after that program, their mood increased, their mobility increased, their strength increased, and they were out at our group exercise classes, out with their friends again, and they felt better because they were active. And this idea of a better life through activity even demonstrates itself with grandparents. We've had so many stories of people who, they started our classes, they weren't able to pick up and hold their grandchild, they finished a 12-week program, and they could hold their grandchild again. And so hearing those success stories are really what the inspiring part of working with an organization like this is that you see that it works and that it's simple and it's low cost for people. This one is near and dear to my heart, mostly because this is the section that I coordinate the most of. So if I'm telling you to volunteer with this, it's because I'm incredibly biased, and I'm being open with that right now. Our transportation program takes people to and from their medical appointments and to and from the grocery store. Again, getting around is so easy for most of us, whether we can get on public transit or we can drive our own cars or we have someone who can drive us around. But there are so many people who are isolated in the community, who aren't mobile enough to get out to a bus stop, who aren't applicable for Mobility Plus for whatever reason, and don't have someone that can help them out. And that's where our services can come in. For a low cost of $9, people can get to their medical appointments and back home safely. They can get out to the grocery stores and get the things that they need when they can't have Meals on Wheels coming in very easily. And we've even extended this to offer it to people who can't get out of their home because they're wheelchair bound or they don't have the ability to walk around the store through our list shopping program. And again, it's a simple 2-hour commitment for a lot of people, and it can really change the week, the month, the day of somebody who's receiving it. Another program that is incredibly near and dear to me is Friendly Visiting. I did it for about 8 months, and it was the easiest, most rewarding volunteer experience I've ever had. All I had to do was be somebody's friend. For 2 hours a week, I went, we watched movies, we spoke about the region, we had coffee, we laughed. It was no different than what I would do on a Sunday afternoon with any of my other friends, but it was with somebody who really needed me there because they hadn't seen anyone else that week. And you can't really ask for much more of a rewarding experience than that. Our telephone reassurance is really similar for those people who need friendly visiting. While they're on our wait list and they're waiting for that perfect match for that perfect friend, they'll have somebody calling them Monday to Friday, just checking in, saying, hi, how are you? Has everything been going well? It's a good touch point for them to get in touch with their emergency contact and to know that everyone in the community still cares and they still matter. And the final service we offer is homemaking and maintenance. Again, this goes back to that idea of crisis cleaning. For people who need a regular cleanup, who need snow shoveling, who need yard work done, they can have a brokered worker come out, and for about $14.50, they can have things cleaned up for them. Again, for those people who lack mobility or lack the ability to do a lot of these things, having someone that's there for them is an incredibly important part of feeling like you're still a part of the community. And that kind of wraps everything up, and that kind of the soup that is Community Support Connections is really made up with all of our fantastic volunteers who bring their talents, their time, and their donations to us. And I really encourage becoming a part of it in whatever way works best for you, because it's probably been the biggest part of my life for the past 2 years, and I couldn't ask for anything better. So, thank you.